105.
Okay, you guys ready? Okay, here we go. Let's begin, guys.
Recording in progress.
Okay, does everyone have the questions? Let's start Shir Tu B'Chazar. Again, we thank Nate for typing them up. So let's go through. What did Rabbi Kiveger ask on Taisus B'daf Lamed Tesem and Aleph D'Rimaskal Lossen? So Taisus there presents the following chiddush that one person, yes, one of the Talmidim said a brach on behalf of the other one, the two Talmidim Bar Kapara, and each one did not say his own bracha. Why? Because there was a seba. Yes? Remember Tulsa said a Mayri be a seba? And the Gemara says later on, and then bays him off, when you do a seba, one can say on behalf of everyone else. And then Tulsa continued and said that Bismanenu, we have no aseba on Paris, there's no bonding, and each one must say his own bracha. Is that correct? So if you look at the Gemara later on, and then Gimel Amralov, there's a Machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan regarding a seba. And there are two Lishonos presented in the Gemara. We saw it. The Lishna Kama says that Rav held Pas needs a seba. Yayin works even without a seba, meaning one can say a bracha on behalf of everyone without a seba. And Rabbi Yochanan says even wine needs a seba in order for what? It only works if you have a seba for one to say a bracha for everyone else. Yes? That was the Lishna Kama on Mem Gimel Malf. Remember what the Lishna Basra said? It said that Rav said only pas does a seba work, that one can say a bracha for everyone, but by yayin, even if you do a seba, it doesn't work. Each one's on his own. And Rabbi Yochanan said, even by wine, a seba works. Yes? That was a Gemara where? Mem Gimel Amarav to the Shonos of a presentation between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Kiveger asks, says, I have no idea what Tais is talking about. Tais is bismanazeh, there's no seba on the Paris. Rabbi Kiveger says, I want you to know something. Well, Bismana Gemara, it was the same thing. It's like Taisus creates a whole new concept. Oh, Bismana Zeh, there's no Aseba on Paris. There was nothing Bismana Zeh, Bismana the Gemara. Lishna Kamal Rabbi Yochanan, only Pasvi'ai needs Aseba. Other things during the times of the Chacham Zichron Levracha don't need Aseba. And Lishna Basra, only bread and wine Aseba works. Everything else doesn't work. So it comes out, when you deal with fruit, it's either what? Either you don't need Aseba, or Aseba doesn't work. No matter how you slice it, no pun intended because you just add slices, right? No matter how you slice it, what's the din? No matter how you slice it, what's the din? The din is that there's no difference between what? Bisman HaGemara, Bisman what? Bisman HaZeh. The 1200s where Taisus lived. So how can Taisus say Bisman HaGemara if Eseba Paris works, one guy's Mavarach Lekulam? Yes? That was going to be Kiveger's Kasha on Taisus. You got that? You need a piece of paper, Kivin? So Taisus, so the base mayor, that's answer. That's question number one. Two. What was the Teretz of the Beis Meir in the Rishash? What's the answer to the Beis Meir in the Rishash? The Beis Meir in the Rishash said, Lepidah Beis Yosef, Reishud Gimel, when Rabbi Yochanan said, wine needs a Sebes, Lav Davke Yayin. Paris also needs a Sebe, Bizman HaGemara. Bizman HaGemara, Paris also needed a Sebe. And that's exactly what Tais is saying. Tais is saying is that, Lav Davke Yayin, when Rabbi Yochanan said, a Sebe, Yayin needs a Sebe, is Lav Davke Yayin, even Paris. And Taisus is trying to mukim the brisa, even according to the Lishna Basra that says that there was a seba. Meaning, according to the Lishna Basra, that there was a seba, Lamais, it fits very well when we say that Yayin has seba works. Not only Yayin, but what else? Peiris. Okay? So therefore, he's working it with the Lishna Basra, according to who? Rabbi Yochanan. He's working on Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Rabbi Yochanan? Halach Rabbi Yochanan. Where did we learn that? A Taisus we haven't chazed yet, because it's in that next sugya that we did, remember? Yes, you remember that? Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, fine. That answers number two. Three. You with me? You got the questions? Sir, you have questions? Number three. What is the din? Eze Okoda. Bray Preitz, Neged Shako, Gam Bray Priyadoma, Neged Shako, Valama. So, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Lamaisa, and Simin, Rei, Shud, Aleph, we saw it in Sif Gimel. If you have Bray Preitz against a Shako, Bray Preitz wins. Why? Because Bray Parades is more specific. Taisus says more specific. If pot is only fruit. No, don't confuse. Please don't confuse. I'm so proud of you asking this question. We'll get to it. Bray Parades against Shako. Bray Parades wins because Bray Parades is specific. It only covers one scope of fruit. Whereas Shako is a bracha kolelis. Therefore, the more specific you are, the stronger it is. So therefore, Bray Parades beats out. What happens if you have a face-off between Bray Parades and Shako? Bray Priyadama wins. Again, it's more specific. Lamaisa. Bray Priyadama only covers the scope of Priyadamas, Shakos, Kol, everything. Oh, then we get to Sam's Nakuda. What's Sam's Nakuda? Bore, I'm sorry, that's number three. Four. What's the din of bar preitz neged bore priadama tasbir? That's Sam's Nakuda. So the Shulchan Aruch has two days. Get it down, Sam. Reish Yud Aleph Sif Gimel. The first day in Shulchan Aruch says you can do whatever you want. That's Rashi in the Rif. However, the second day of the Yeshorim says bore preitz wins. That's a Rosh B'Shem the Bahag. So it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. What do we follow? Usually Stam Yeshorim, you go with the what? Stam, here we don't. The Mishnah Berurah says the Gedol Acharonim go with the what? Yesh Omrim. If they're equal in Chavivis, he says, Halacha Lamaisa, we go like the Yesh Omrim, that the Borei Preitz beats out Borei Priyadama. First sheet in Shulchan Aruch says do whatever you want. Second sheet is Borei Preitz wins. That's only if the Chavivis is equal. Yes? What happens if the Borei Priyadama is more Chaviv? What's the din? Let's say the Borei Priyadama is more Chaviv than Eitz. What wins? Chaviv wins. Adama wins. Please get that. What happens if the Priyadama has been Shiva? Like parched wheat. Klayo Shochitim. Against an apple. Or it's one of the Shivas Aminim. The Adama wins. Correct. The Adama wins. You say the Bracha Nechita, which is Min Shiva. It's Kodamis Mapasik. So please get that. Okay? Sam, you got that? Don't confuse that. Okay? You got to get this. Okay, that's number one. That's number four. Five. What is the Shir to Mishayev? The Brach Achrona, the Yayin Sarif. Yayin Sarif is brandy. Brandy is very, very sharp. It can burn your throat. You must be very careful. You know, guys, I don't drink at all. Lomais, I only drink the Bartanura wine. No liquor at all, Lomais. I don't drink that at all. Okay? But what do you do in this situation? Of Yayin Sarif, which is brandy, what do you do about the shear of the Brach Achrona? Okay, says in Shulchan Aruch, we learned it in Simin Reish Yud Sif Yud, the shear is always a revis. So the Taz says, you know what? There's an exception to the rule. Our brandy. Brandy in our province is not included in that because there's no way you can drink a shear revis. You'll burn your throat. The shear is the derech of what people drink. A little swig, whatever it is. That's the shear you need a brach achrona. And the Magen Avraham says it's absolutely wrong. Some say that the little drinking of brandy is miyasev daito, even less than a kezayis. And he says it's absolutely wrong. Halach lamaisa, the chamer, we're not machalik in the shurim. You always need a revis. Less than revis, forget about it. And who concurs with the Magen Avraham against the Taz? Deliyahu Rava. Nate, are you with me? The chamer, we're not machalik with shurim. The gam yayin sarf, the shir is brevis. So Deliyahu Rava says the chamer, we're not machalik in the shurim. And brandy, the shear is revis. Done. That's the way we paskin.
The re.
What'd you say?
The re.
What do you mean the re? We did yesterday the re.
Yeah, so that we don't see where the question was on anything else in the shear. Would he say that also by brandy or not?
I would imagine, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt he would say it. He said it by any foods. So certainly he would say it by the brandy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't paskin like this.
Right.
Okay, we need paskin like the Mogad of Rom the Ela Rabba. Okay, that was number five. Six. Sam, you with me? What is the Seder HaBrachas Regabe Merkachas? Merkachas are like these little wafers or cakes. Regabe brandy and Merkachas. Give the whole Mahalach. So the Mahalach goes like this. Please get it. The Mishnah Berurah writes, there are situations that come up in the following situation. We said...
Did you do this this year?
Yes.
Brandy and Merkachas?
Yes, we did. That's the same. What I mean by jam, it means these cookies that have jam in it. Okay,
Merkachas.
Yeah, no, we'll see. It's a situation of adomin. It's adomin. Let's say it's adomin. Okay. Yeah. So let's say you bring brandy with merkachas. You have brandy with merkachas. Okay. Here in the tunnel. Foolish Shlemi, I want you to feel better. Is that the shem? Okay. Now this is a new one. We finished the one from yesterday. What happens if you have a merkachas with brandy? So I'll tell you one thing. The only thing, the reason why the people eat their merkachas is because the brandy is too hard. Yes? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, if they present brandy with merkachas, he says, say the bracha merkachas first. Yes? You with me? It's Bring pre Adama against Shakal. You say Shakal, you say Adama on the Merkach, Shakal on the brandy. So what does he say you do? What's the rule? The rule is what? The rule is Adama against what? Shakal. What wins? Adama wins, even if the Shakal is Merchaviv. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Mishnah Berurah. You got that down? Yes? That's what Mishnah Berurah writes in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Tet Zayin. Then if you look in the Ber Halacha, he quotes Eliyahu Rabbi Shem the Shalach HaKadosh. And he says, many, many people, Lamaisa, many, many people on the Merkachas, when they have the Merkachas and the brandy, they say a bracha on the brandy first. And he sings, in the Shalach HaKadosh said, that's wrong. Why should you say a Shaka before the Adam or Aitz? Merkachas could be Adam or Aitz. He said it's wrong what they do. Yes? You got that? Eliyahu Rabbi Shem the Shalach HaKadosh. He says it's wrong what they're doing. So then the Eliyahu Rabbi says, you know what? I want to be matzdik der minig. What does matzdik mean? I want to be mazdik, they're not so wrong. I want to be malam tzchus. It's not the best thing in the world to do, but I'll tell you what their theory is. You ready? He says, these guys don't want to eat the merkachas. They don't want the merkachas. The only reason why I eat the merkachas is to be able to offset the what? The sharpness of the brandy. So the bottom line is they really don't want to eat the merkachas. So if they really don't want to eat the merkachas, it says later on at Sifei, then why should that get precedence in the bracha? Right? So he says, that's why they say what? They only want to eat the stuff after you drink the brandy. Yes? So he says, Lamaisa, I understand what these people are doing. Because it's like a shahakol against Adama that's not wanted. So that's how he's matzik the minik. And then the third step is what he holds Allah Lamaisa. What he holds Allah Lamaisa is it's nothing to be have a minik to say the bracha merkachas first, li'olam.
He
mean the beralacha? Yes, he mean the beralacha, the holy chayim. It's no to say the bracha merkachas first, and he says because I'll tell you something. He says if you eat the merkachas after the brandy, maybe you shouldn't even eat a bracha on it because it's totally tuffel to the what? The brandy. The only reason why you're eating this stuff is that you won't burn your throat. You follow me? So maybe you shouldn't even need a bracha. Maybe it's tuffel. So he says, Lamaisa, I believe strongly what you should do is what? Merkachas, and then what? And then brandy. Yes. Merkachas and the brandy, keeping with the rule that a adama beats out a shahaka. Nate, you got it? Please get all those steps clear. Kiva clear? Please get it. Beyond the Bechina, all these, everything. Everything's on the Bechina. Okay, you ready? Okay, where's Shmuel? Where's Shmuel? You get worried about it, Lamais. Remember, I worried yesterday about the Bechina. Remember? I said it's on the Bechina. Okay, you ready? What number?
That was seven.
That was six. That was six. We're up to seven. What does the Gemara say? Gargalide lifted. Ma'osafta b'biak mori. Turnip tops. Ushlema mamish. What about turnip tops? What do we say about turnip tops? So Lamaisa, it says in the Gemara, we actually know everything, Lamaisa. It says in Gemara, the Ravashi, the Rebzeri said was in the house of Rahuna. The turnip tops, if they're big pieces, adoma. Small pieces, shakal. Then when he went to the house of Rav Yehuda, they told him both are adoma. Because when you cut them small, why do you cut them small? It's not a shakal, make them sweeter, it's adoma. Excellent, Akiva. What do we add on? Can't have machlekes mitzvahs from our Rebbe, Rav Aharon Soloveitchik, Tzatzal. Our Rebbe. He said, Beferish, you can't have machlekes mitzvahs. You have a machlekes in the Gemara, whether shore or tame. Go ask a zoologist, he said. Go to the Bronx Zoo and ask a zoologist, or San Diego Zoo. Go to a good zoo. So you know what the zoologist will tell you? 50% of the oxen are all tamed. Is that enough to deem them all tamed, or do you need 51%? You have to lump the size. Same thing for what? Same thing for rice. Does rice ferment or not? Go to the chemical laboratory. We learned last semester. What's the answer? 50% of the time ferments. That enough to deem it all. How do you plug it in here? I don't understand. When you cut these turnip tops small, does it make it sweet or not? Second sheet, in the house of Yehuda, they said. House of Ravuna, they did it? I mean, what's going on here? The answer is, maybe 50% of the time it makes it sweet. Is that enough to deem it all sweet, or do you need 51%? That's what we added on in the Gemara. Please get this. You follow me? Sam, you got it? You got to know this tool. From our Rebbe, Rav Aharon Soloveitchik, the great Goyim. Okay. One of the greatest compliments I got in my life is that he said, told me I'm a masman. He didn't tell me, he told other guys. Lamaisa. Okay? Are you ready? Okay, that's number what? I don't know if it's true either, but Lamaisa, that's what he said. I mean, whatever you... I'm not saying... Maybe I faked him out. I don't know. Okay, that's number seven. No, I'm not. I'm just kidding. Whatever he said is very appreciative. That's number what? Seven. Eight. What are we talking about here? Raw or cooked turnips?
Rashi.
Bottom line.
Excellent.
Excellent, Usher. You're on the ball. Excellent. Rashi says, Beferish, Offenort, Nidish means on the spot. Rashi says, Beferish, talking about a raw one, not cooked.
What was that?
Offenort. Offenort means on the spot. Alatar. Alatar means on the place. So Rashi says, Beferish, that if it is what? It is raw. Because if it's cooked, it's a shahakol. And the Torah quotes from Rav Haigon and says the opposite. The only time it's what? The Gemara is talking about cooked ones. If it's raw, you say a shahakol. And then he quotes Gonim that concur with Rashi. Yes? Memory quotes Gonim that concur with Rashi. And the Torah basically says, I believe what? The Gonim concur Rashi. And the Torah says, I personally hold like who? Like Rav Haigon. Because if it's considered to be what? Lefis. The Torah says, Lamaisa. Is going to be a what? Is going to be a shakal. I'm sorry, the Torah holds like Yet Rav Haigon. Correct. That when it's raw, it's shakal, and it's cooked, it's adama. So you got this? Rashi with the Gonim against the Torah and Rav Haigon. What was the Slach's Kasha? Slach's Kasha is on this. Please get it. You with me? The Slach says, I have no idea what the Rashi and the Gonim are saying. That when it's cooked, it's a shakal. And the Gemara is talking about when it's raw. Why? Because what does Rav Papa say later on? Water of lifta, right? Cooked shlokos. May shlokos of lifta is what? Is adama. And you're going to say cooked ones themselves are shahakol? It's a similar kasha we had yesterday from the Gaon on the Mechaber. Remember about Shevis? About the dill? Remember we had that kasha? Oh, actually, we have it later today. You got it? It was a similar type kasha. It's a bomb kasha. Now, what is the Maskana of Mishnah Berurah about turnips? What do we say? It's totally a makom. Derech ha-makom. If the derech ha-makom is either raw, you say adama. Derech ha-makom is either cooked, then you say adama when it's cooked. And if you ate it when they're raw, and the derech ha-makom is either when it's cooked, you say a shahakol. Remember I said about when my mom, when I was a little boy, she used to cut a piece of turnip for me so I could dip it in the schmaltz. Remember I said that? In these pink canisters. She used to keep the schmaltz. You know what schmaltz is? She used to, it was delicious. It's not healthy for you, but as a little boy, I had the turnips dipping it in with what? Raw turnips, dipping it in with the schmaltz. You ask your grandparents if they ever did that, Lamaisa, okay? All right.
My grandmother would make us like things of schmaltz.
Beautiful, beautiful, yeah. The onions get smacked, no? Okay. All right, very good. Excellent. That answers number eight. Please get it, guys. Nine. Okay, nine. You with me? Here we go. What is the chiddush of the Chavos Das and the Zagada on the Mar? Chavos Das was the Gadol Hador in the late 1700s. Gon Lilisi. Are you with me, Nate? What is this Chiddush? He says, unbelievable. He says, it's usher to cut up Mar into small pieces. The Chrein. Why? Because Rav Hun and Ar Gemara said, Prima Zuta. What is the din? Prima Zuta, you say what? You don't say Adam, you say Shakal. Mashma, if you cut it up into little pieces, it loses its pre. I, we Paschal and Gravuta anyway, that a Prima Zuta has Cheshivas pre. That's why. Why is that? Because it's mematik atam. But by Mara Rod, it's not mematik. So if you cut it up small, you're going to be mavatal its bitterness. And therefore what? Don't cut it up small. Because if you cut up the Mara too small, you're not going to feel the tam Mara. And therefore, even according to Rav Yehuda, you're not going to be yotz. Because Rav Yehuda don't say that by turnips, because turnips can be sweet. But chrein is not sweet. So if you cut it up really small, you take away its bitterness. Says the Chavos Das in Agode. What's it called? The Maisenissim Agode. The Chavos Das Agada is called the Maisenissim Agada. One of the Balabatim bought it for me. He bought me the English one. One of the guys in the shul bought it for me. They bought the English, the Maisenissim. I guess they translated it in English also. You follow me? This is the Chiddush of who? The Nesivis. That answers number nine. You got this? He comes out right of the Gemara. Rav Yehuda does say Adama. That's because it's sweet, the turnips. But by grain, by its nature, it's what? It's bitter. So if you cut it up small, you're mafkia the bitterness. Okay. That's nine. Ten. How does the Divrei David cholik al chavos? Who's the Divrei David? Not the Taz. The Divrei David is the Sefer and Chumash and Rashi. Who's the Divrei David? Rav David Tevil, we said. Who wrote what Sefer? Nachlus David al Zayin Mesichtis. Azai was in the Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, wrote a separate sefer called Divrei David. So he says like this. He says, Rav David Tevil, he says, I think you're wrong. He says, I think you're wrong. I absolutely think you're wrong, he says. He argues on this Nesivus. And he says, when you cut it up to small pieces, that's not a shinui in the tam. That's not a shinui in the tam at all. Right? He says, the reason why you say shakol, because you change the appearance. Ravuna says you change the appearance. That's why when you cut it up small, you say a shakol. Not because you change the taste. It has nothing to do with the taste. It has nothing to do with the taste at all. Lamaisin. And therefore, when you cut it up into small pieces, it's considered omed lekach, right? If you change its appearance, then lamaisa. If you change its appearance, ledavr shomed lekach. Then, but if it's everyone knows what it's for, that's fine. So when it comes to hilchos brachos, if the appearance is changed, then that makes a difference in hilchos brachos, and therefore they'll drop it from a adama to a shahako. But by maror, we don't care about the appearance. We don't care about it. We don't mention yerek in the bracha of achilas maror either. Right? We don't care about it. Lamaisa, the fact that it changed the appearance doesn't mean a thing. Halacha lamaisa. Right? Doesn't mean a thing. Okay, by matzah, by bracha, you might have Torisa dinama. There's no notion of appearance by maror, Sam. And therefore, he says, even if you hold lamaisa by maror, you have to have an appearance. He says it's omen lakach. Everyone knows why you're eating these little pieces. They're so bitter, you normally don't eat them. Everyone knows why you're eating it. So therefore, even if you did what, cut it up a little bit, and you're not really changing the appearance as well because everyone knows what it is. So the bottom line is that what? You are Yotze. You can cut them up as small as you want, not a problem. Don't give me this business, he says. The whole notion of cutting up smaller only makes a difference in those brachas. The whole reason, it's not because of what? It's not because of Nishtana Tam. It's because of Nishtana of appearance. That's the whole lumdus in our Gemara. No, the Divrei David says that that's the reason why. The reason why, halacha lo maisa.
Right, but in the beginning, probably what they were.
No, because if it sweetens, it keeps what? It's omed lekach. If you sweeten it, it's omed lekach. The turnip was meant to be like this. So you haven't really changed what? You haven't really changed its appearance in that sense.
So it is.
Even though physically it might be smaller, but the fact that it's sweetened, it brings out what the turnip's supposed to be for. So that's not considered like shinui of the appearance. But in Hilchos Brachos, that makes a difference. She knew the appearance. Here it doesn't make change the appearance. But in Hilchos Maror, I don't care about appearances. And even if you didn't care about the appearances, it's still omed lekach. You know what you're doing it for. It's not nishtana tam. And he argues beferish. So it was a big, these were two of the gedolei Yisrael. If you cut up a little bit of chrei when you're preparing for Pesach, you're helping out your mom, lamaisa, you prepare it. I want to say a shir on the Gemara by turnips. And what does it have to do with about the machlekes between the Chavastas and who else? The Nachlas David. We're calling the Divrei there. Nachlas David as to whether cutting it up smart, Yotze Maror. What's the answer? According to the Chavastas, you are what? Not Yotze? And according to Divrei David, you are Yotze. No problem. Yes? I think the Minhag Olam is like who? It's like the Divrei David. No? People take that horseradish, they process, they grate it. You know, I do it sometimes. The last few years I haven't done it, but usually I used to do it. You know, it's very strong. I can do it on the steps outside. It's very strong, you know, you know, because it's hard. You know, if you're inside, at least you have more wind. It's very, makes you cry in Lamaisa. Lamaisa, I eat mostly the romaine lettuce for maror, but I do have the bitter herbs too as well, you know, cut up. That stuff that we eat on Shabbos with the filta fish, that is not maror, guys. That's sweet. That's beet stuff. That's not the maror you should have. People, unfortunately, a lot of conservative reform meetings don't know that. They put that on the table. I think the Yotze Maror, they're not Yotze Maror. Okay, all right, okay. Interesting. I agree with you. It's a good horror. Okay. But Lamaisa, since we're talking about this, I want you to add this in. What number is this? 10. I want you to get it. Yeah, go ahead, Akiva. Yes.
Why romaine lettuce okay then?
Romaine lettuce is the best, the Mishnah says. Yes. Chazeres is the best. It's what mission is it? Lamed Tesem Ra'al from Sochem. The list in the order, the best is romaine lettuce. You just got to make sure you get rid of the bugs. Because if you eat one bug, you're over 6 lavin. The Rabbanim is about as that, Maror is the Rabbanim.
Only if it has all his legs. But the romaine lettuce...
That's true. You're one bug, that's true. But you're also going to be over an Isser too.
Right.
I'll give you over an Isser. Yeah, go ahead.
But we also talked about... Not even talk about... But doesn't lettuce not have Tamar? I always was confused by that.
It does. Romaine lettuce, the Chazon Ish says, romaine lettuce starts off sweet and then it's bitter. Okay, a little bit. He says, that was our experience in Mitzrayim. Chazon Ish says, that was the experience in Mitzrayim. The experience in Mitzrayim was that it started off sweet and then it got bad. That's what he writes. Okay. Okay, but there is a time. I think if people that are really culinary experts will say the shtickle bitters after you eat the whole thing. I don't know. I also like it, the romaine lettuce. That's what they say. Now, Lamaisa, I want you to know something. I want to do 10A now. Put 10A. This will be on the Mechina. Usher asked me a very fine question today. And we looked up an encyclopedia. This is going to be on the Bechina. Looked up the Bechina. I looked up the encyclopedia. We didn't find anything there. I can't believe it. When the head comes in again, we have to tell him. Rav Shek also said, that I'm going to tell him, I said, that they miss. He told me once that they miss things in the Talmud. He asked me, what's the shaila about birya b'mitzvahs? I said it to one other rabbi. So he's looking at me. What do you mean? Let's say eat the smaller thing by maror, less than gazayas. I had a very, very small, let's say, what'd you say? Very small root. I can't hear you. Yeah, because we were just talking about birya now, so I want to put it under this, because we're talking about mara now. So it's fascinating. Looked in the encyclopedia, I actually have it here in Shir, couldn't find anything about it. So we went over to Rav Shechter, I introduced Usher to Rav Shechter, and Usher pointed out a very good horror. You know, he said to Shechter, the whole sugya of maror is right before we got to birya. So it got him thinking, right? That's in the Seder of the Gemara. So it got him thinking, what happens if you had a little bit of a maror thing, whatever it would be, I don't know, let's say endive, a small endive. I think endive is the third thing on the list. Horseradish, I'm sorry, Roman lettuce number one. Number two is what? Horseradish root. And what's number three? Endive. Let's say you had a small endive like this, less than a gazayas. So Usher said, would you be yotze? Fascinating question. So Rav Shechter said, you know what? I think they speak about this. He said, look in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so I looked in Shulchan Aruch. Simen Tav Ayin Hey. Listen to this. Tav Ayin Hey. This is all, you got to get this in the beginning. Tav Ayin Hey Sif Aleph. I'm reading in the middle. Va'akar kashika kezayis mor. What does the Mechaber write? You must eat. How much? Kezayis. Mr. Brewer says, Yud Beis, kezayis mor, filu achal klach shalein. Even the whole stalk. Gama alid kibir yasa. You just stalk with its leaves, but it's smaller than that's lo yatsa. Kol she'ein bo kezayis. Shumas adesha. So Mr. Brewer says, birya would not be good. Yes? Mr. Brewer quotes the Shumas adesha. Now, if you look, listen to this. The Shartzian on the bottom. It was also written by the Holy Chafetz Chaim. Sifkon Yibbeis. You really? You ready? Afilu laman damaleel simen reish yud sifal. Our simen. The Dover Choshen Kibiria Mevarchin Bracha Achrona. Even though by Bracha Achrona we do say out of Biria. Afilu lake exas. You held like that? The Yushalmi. Yes? Remember the Mechaber said don't get in that quagmire, but the Yushalmi did say it. Hacha leke birya filu achli masharoshim. Even if you eat it with the roots, shari ain yotze masharoshim. You're not yotze because the roots take away from what? From the eating of the maror. Vim kain asi shroshim derishus. What does rishus mean? Something that you're not yotze in the mitzvah with, and it blocks umavatlin maror the mitzvah maror the mitzvah machsa shekel. So what does the Shartzian say? The mitzvah aspect gets messed up from the roots, because the roots are you're not yotzi with. You got what I'm saying? You're eating something of rishus, which is not a mitzvah, in your mouth the same time as you're having what? You're having the maror. So therefore the Machzah Shekel says you're not yotzi. You got that? Comes along Rabbi Kivager, he says, what are you talking about? Comes along Rabbi Kivager and says, when is that concept a problem? That when you have something of rishus, it takes away from the mitzvah. That's when it's matzah and maror together, the Gemara says. You're not supposed to eat the matzah and the maror together unless by korech. When I'm eating matzah, I shouldn't have the maror. When I'm eating the maror, I shouldn't have the matzah. Right? You have to devote eating to what you're eating at that time. You follow me? But here, the what? The sharashim should be like a blank. And therefore, what does Rabbi Kiver conclude? That you are yotze with the birya. You are. You are yotze the mitzvah and maror with the birya. Rabbi Kivager argues on the Machzah Shekel. And he says, you are Yotze. Amazing. comes along to Shar HaTzion. The Holy Chafetz Chaim, what does he say? He says, Nira Li. He actually says those words, Nira Li. I think Lamaisa wrong. I think against Rabbi Akiva Eger, because the Torah says when you eat Marah, what do you have to do? Remember what? V'yamaros chayeim, that they made our lives what? Bitter. And when you have less than the kazayas, I don't care whether it's what birya, you are not going to doing a good remembering. It's not a zecher.
The root thing from that?
And the Chavetz Chaim says, at the end of the day, root is not food, though. But at the end of the day, you're not yotze. Because you have to eat a kazayas that generates zecher. Eating a birya will not take care of it. The Chavetz Chaim comes up with a different svara why birya is not good. The Machzah Shekel and Rabbi Kiveger, Machzah Shekel and the Chavetz Chaim both agree it's bad. The Machzah Shekel says it's bad because you're eating the Shirashim, that messes up what? That messes up the mitzvah aspect of the month. I can't hear you.
Who is that?
Machzitz HaShekel.
When did we quote
Kibbutz? Yes, I did. I quoted Machzitz HaShekel. The Machzitz HaShekel, Mishabura quotes, and the Rabbi Kiveger quotes. Again, say again. Mechaber says, if you eat a kazayas, you're a yotze. You must eat a kazayas. Mishabura comes along and says what? If you eat a stalk with its leaves, kibriyasa, you're not yotze.
Right.
Because it's not a kazayas. That's a Trumas Hadeshin. Mishabura quotes a Trumas Hadeshin. Then the Shar HaTzion quotes the Rabbi Kiveger, who quotes the Machzah Shekel, who says, the Machzah Shekel says, you are not yotze with a birya.
Rabbi Kiveger says it.
Rabbi Kiveger is quoting the Machzah Shekel. Rabbi Kiveger quotes the Machzah Shekel that says, you are not yotze with a birya because this stuff was roots, shorashim. And roots are dvar rishus, because they're not really marah. So it takes away from the eating of the marah. It's like the Gemara has them sachem. If you have matz, you have something of reshus, takes away from the thing of takes away the thing of matzah, of mitzvah. You can't eat something that is a reshus while you're eating something of a mitzvah. Takes it away. Follow me? So that's why he says you're not yotze with such a birya. Comes along Rabbi Kiveger to that Machzah Shekel. Are you with me, Nate?
Yeah.
Rabbi Kiveger says, I disagree with you. That's when you have a matzah reshus and mitzvah demar, matzah reshus. It's a blank to Shirashim, so it shouldn't disqualify anything. So therefore, Rabbi Kiveger concludes that if you eat a what? If you eat a birya, you would be Yotze Mara. You would be Yotze. Yes? Comes along the Shar HaTzion himself, the Holy Chafetz Chaim, and says, I disagree. That in order to be Yotze Mara, you have to be Yamaru Eschayehem. It's got to be a Zecher. Something that's less than the Kazayas. I don't care whether it's a birya. It is not enough to generate that zecher, and therefore you are not yotze. So we would paskin alach lamaisa that you are not yotze with the birya from Mar, but I want you to know Rabbi Kiveger says it's good. Against the Machzah Shekel and the what? And the Shar HaTzion. Machzah Shekel for his reasoning, because the Dvar Rishus disqualifies from being Mar, and for the Shar HaTzion because it's not considered to be a zecher. You got this?
No.
Then the Shar HaTzion says, why do you say a bracha achrona? Because you have to praise Hashem. It's a chashiv, it's a beer, it's enough to praise Hashem. Yes, Nate, go ahead. That's all 10A. Let's go. What'd you say?
So I didn't talk why Machzah Shekel says at the end. He asked, Machzah Shekel asked the question about...
Machzah Shekel just says you're not yotze with the birya of the stalk with the roots. Because the roots take away from the chefs of the mitzvah of Mara. You can't not be eating something in your mouth, which you're supposed to be eating as a mitzvah, and you have other things in your mouth that are optional things. That's what I mean by reshus, that they're not mitzvahs. That's the Lashon HaGemara, Imsachim. Lashon HaGemara is that you cannot have a Dvar Reshus and Dvar Mitzvah coming together in your mouth. It takes away from the Dvar Mitzvah you're supposed to eat.
So, originally,
Rabbi
Kiveger quotes
Machzah Shekel,
that's what he says in the beginning?
Yes. He quotes in the beginning saying, that's why you're not Yotze with a birya. And then Rabbi Kiveger's mafakpek on that svara. He says he's wrong. I don't like that svara, he says. Because the shirashim are like a blank. See, when you have a matzah and a mitzvah, those are legitimate foods. You know what I mean? So therefore, if you have a reshus food, if I'm eating a potato chip while I'm supposed to be eating the matzah, that's not right. That might take away from my eating the mechilas matzah. Matzah shal mitzvahs. You follow me? Can't be eating a dvar reshus. That's the lashon gemara. I'm talking kuftet vavam and aleph. Okay? You got me? That's the chiddush you want to bring out. Nate, clear?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay, I want you to get it. I can't believe, again, that this encyclopedia doesn't have a section on birya and mitzvahs. It has a whole thing about birya, and it leaves out the one about mitzvahs. Okay. You ready? That's 10, 11, guys. You ready, Netano? Why does the Rif, the Ram, and the Rush leave out the din of Gargalidei the Lifta? What's Mashmit mean? Leave it out. They don't quote the whole Gemara. So it says the Madonna Yontif on the bottom of the Rosh Shimon Tet Zayin Osbeis. Lafida Maskana, we say both Priya Dhamma. Both big pieces and small pieces. There's no reason to quote it. It's a double portion. There's no difference between big and small pieces, like any other vegetable. However, the Tzlach makes a comment. What's the Tzlach say? Sam, what do we say? What do we say in Maya the Lifter? Meish Lakas of Lifter. What bracha? What bracha? Yeah, Meish Lakas of Lifter. Adama. So if that's Adama, so certainly the chefs of the turnip itself will be a what? Will be Adama. Again, he's echoing that same kasha that we have always been saying with that going with the dill. Right? The Machabis is a dill shako, and then we'll get to it later. Okay? Fine. That's why they left it out. What number are we up to? That's 11, 12. What's the chiddush of the stipler on the dinner gargalidei? The stipler gone, Chazanish's brother-in-law, the great Gedolim. So what's up, Shah? So the stipler writes a tremendous chiddush. You know what the stipler says? The stipler develops a rule. He says, any pre that you smash up, the bracha drops to shahakol. And he proves it from our Gemara. Because the only reason why you would send these small pieces of turnip adama is because it's sweet. If it wasn't for the fact it was sweet, what bracha would it have been? What bracha would it have been? You tell me. If it wasn't for the fact that it was sweet, it would have been shahakol. So he says, you see, you smash up a fruit, and if it doesn't have that saving grace and it became sweet, then what? Nishtana berkoso. It's going to be a brei priyata, or going to be a shahakol. And who backed up this stipend? Which we shown him? The Ra'ah and the Shidim Gebetzes. Why didn't the Havim mean to the Gemara? The Gemara say, if you make small pieces, you say shahakol. Because it lost its surah. You smash up the turnip, it lost its surah. And there be a seishak in the maskana. What's the only reason why we do it? In the maskana, what's the only reason why we do it? Because it retains its sweetness. Because you do it latakim mishum machshirum. That's not called avar tzurasim. That's not called defacing it. Because lamaisa, it brings out the sweetness of it. But if it wasn't for the fact that that's smarter, it would have been a one shakal. So that's the type of developing this rule. The priyir is merusik from our sugya. Please get it. Okay. What number are we up to? That's number 12, 13. What does the Gemara say on Tafshu the Silka? What does the Gemara say on Tafshu the Silka? I'm about Tafshu the Lifter. What does the Gemara say? Why? What does the Gemara say about it, Lamaisa? Oh, so if you remember correctly, Lamaisa, remember we said, why does the Gemara pick on those two things? Remember that? Why did the Gemara pick on those two things about Maya the Lifta? You remember that? Yeah. It was Meish Lakas, all Meish Lakas. Why is the Gemara picking on that? Because we already talked about the fact that what? That it was used for what? Used with flour. You remember that? It was used for flour. What did you say? Yeah. So there are Tafshilin that use flour. That's why the Gemara hones in. That's why the Gemara hones in on these things. Halach Lamaisa. Yeah? That's why the Gemara hones in on these things, halach lamaisa. Who do we say that over from?
Chodesh Aviv.
Chodesh Aviv, yes. Thank you, Nate. The Chodesh Aviv said that chiddush. I want you to get it down. That's why the Gemara picked on this, okay? Rav Papa, even though he's talking about all shlokas, he meant specifically May Trodin, May Lefis, Benifrat. So even though you use flour with them, the din is that what? The din is that the kemach is not nosin tam. Exactly. So that's what was, let's get it. So 13 is, what does Gemara say on Tafshil Lifter? It says, Beferish. Yeah? Let's say it over. You with me? When he was in the house of who? Rav Ashi was in the house of Kahana. First you were in the house of who? Rav Huna. Then you're in the house of Rehuda. Then Rav Ashi said he was in the house of Kahana. What did they say? Sukkah, where you don't put a lot of flour, it's what? Adama. Lifter, where you put a lot of flour, what's it in? Mizonos. Vahadar Amr. They changed his mind and say both are prepi Adama. Why do you put a lot of flour, though, in? Lidbuke? Be'alma. And the reason why the Gemara honed in on those two, actually, what I'm saying to you, what the Chodesh Aviv is commenting later on in the Gemara, Nate, when he talks about Shlokas, why did he focus on those two ones by Shlokas? Because we already had said they're putting flour in, despite the fact that shlokas is always adam, even though they use with flour. Correct. Okay, that answers number one.
13.
13, 14. What the Avdei Nezer ask on the Hava Mina? What the Avdei Nezer ask on the Hava Mina? Please get it. Okay? I want to put something in that I put in the question of 14 or Sameach. I forgot to put down. 14. Put this in 14, please. What was Or Sameach's Chiddush in the Gemara? I forgot to write it in the question. You with me? Yeah. The Or Sameach says it's borrowed the halacha is by Ladabik Ba'alma is only in a situation you put a little bit of flour. Okay? It's only Ladabik Ba'alma. Ladabik Ba'alma is only good Sfarah when you put a little bit of flour in. Lamaisa, if you put a little bit of flour in, Lamaisa, then we what? Then we say, if it's Nasmu Ladabik, we don't say Abrem Im Mizonos, but that's only where what? You're supposed to put a little bit of Kemach in, and therefore, because if you put a little bit of, if you put a lot in there, it's Yifkom Tam Atafsha, okay? Right, so what I'm saying to you is that if the recipe calls for, this is what I want you to get through some math. If the recipe calls for a lot of flour, yes, even if your function is l'dabek, the din is what? The din is going to be a mazonos. It won't work. The sfar of l'dabek bama doesn't work to drop it. When does l'dabek only work, Sam? When the recipe calls out for a little bit of flour. That's the only way that he says what? That's what he wants to say l'dabek means. Okay? Now, even though the Gemara says tfei, yes, you put a little bit more, but it's there's levels. There's a little bit, there's a more than a little bit, and then there's a lot. So the Rishonim wants to say, if you're talking about a lot, Ladavik Baal is not a Sfarah. That is the Chiddush. A little, more than a little bit, then he says, Lamaisa, Ladavik Baalma, Lamaisa, works only when you're supposed to put a Ksas Kemach. If you put a lot, Lamaisa, it's Mavatal the time of what? It's Mavatal the time of the... it's mavata the time of the taste. So the chiddush that I want to bring out is here is that lomais the only time that you really invoke ledabek ba'alma according to the or semech what drops it to adam is only when what when the recipe calls upon what a little bit of flour. So when I say a little bit, I mean there's levels. In the Gemara's case, it was a little bit, but you had to put a little bit more than a little bit. And that's why what you still say Adama, because that was Ladavik Baalma. You follow me? Yes? But if you have a recipe that calls out a lot, Ladavik Baalma is never a svar, he wants to say. That's what he wants to be Mechadish. Okay? Please get this or some math. That's what he wants to tie it. Halacha Lamais. Okay, that's in 14. Okay, we're still in 14. What was the Havamina of the Gemara Legavik Tafshil and the Lifta? What's the problem? What's the problem? I want you to get, what did the Avdei Nezer ask? He asked, I have no idea what this Havamin is. Don't we have a klal of Darvish Yeshbo? Kol Sheyeshbo? Anything has Chamesh Min, it makes you Mizonos. What kind of Havamin is this? You would have said Adama. That if you don't have a lot of flour, it's Adama. Who cares? Kol Sheyeshbo. Tafshil de Silk and Lom Afshabe, you say a Brei Pri Adama. Why? Why do you say a Brei Pri Adama? Isn't there a din of Kol Sheyeshbo? That's his Kasha. That's 14. 15. What did the Divrei David say on the Havamin of Tafshil the Lifter? And what did Azan Nader say on this? So the Divrei David said, don't get me wrong, Rav Kana knew about Ladavik, and he knew if you put a little bit in, Ladavik, it's not a Mizonos. Only when you put a lot, it's kind of like Rav Sameach, then you would say a Mizonos. So that was the Havamin. The Havamin was, of course, he knew Ladavik, but this was a situation where what? This was a situation where you're putting what? Of course he knew. This is a situation where you're putting a little bit more in. So he said when you're putting more in, he thought, you know, his Havamina was, you don't say what? He thought the Havamina was, you put a lot of Harbe Kemach, you're not going to say Ladavik Ba'alma. That was the Havamina. That offsets Kol Sheyeshbo. Of course he knew Ladavik. Ladavik offsets it because you're putting more in. And the more in that you're putting in, it gives you the ability to say, that you wouldn't say Ladabik, because you're putting more in, Lomais. Why did the Avdei Nezer ask on this? Because the Gemara's Lashon is a Hadasharach be Kimcha Tfei Lidbuki Ba'am Avdei Masha, only what? Only when you're Marbe, Lomais, a lot of what? Flour, Kidei Ladabik. But a little bit of what? A little bit of flour is what is letzorach achila, right? So in other words, there are what? There's a difference between what? Putting a lot more in or a little bit. So it seems like a little bit is letzorach achila, lemaisa. Seems a little bit, but harbe is considered to be ledabek. And the Gemara seems to introduce that only now. So it's hard to say that what, that Rav Kahane, Lamaisa, knew that. Masha, only when you're marvik, kedeh lahavik. A little bit of tzorach achila. And here you're being mazmi the havamina, that he thought when it's harbe, it's tzorach achila. It's a little bit strange, Lamaisa. It's a little bit strange, says the Avnei Nezer. It's very dochuk to say, smasha rakashim marbek kemach. You're marbek the kemach, kedeh ladabek. But a little bit of kemach, tzorach achila. The opposite of what the Divrei David was saying. Okay? The Divrei David was saying, when you put a little bit in, it's ladabek, it's not mazonos. Put a lot, lemaisa fakir. The Lashon Gemara is, you're doing tfei, ladabek ba'alma. The Gemara is masha the opposite. Yes? You got me, Nate? Okay, the Gemara's Amash for the opposite. That was the Divrei David's Kasha on the Avnei Nezer. Sorry, that's the Avnei Nezer's Kasha on the Divrei David. That's 15. 16. What is the Mahalach of Avnei Nezer by Koshi Yeshbo? So he said like this. The Avnei Nezer said that there are three levels of usage of flour in ingredients. You can use it with sod. The sod is to fortify. Then you say Koshi Yeshbo by everything, even if it's a mute. What I mean by everything, even if it's a minority. Then there's a level of what? Latam. If it's latam, then what? Then it's got to be rov. If it's latam, lamaisa. If it's latam, halach lamaisa, it's got to be what? It's got to be rov. And if it's latabik ba'alma, then even if it's a rov, it doesn't work. Okay? And that's how he's masber the Gemara. He says that Rav Huna thought, Lamaisa, that it was, in this case, it's not Lesod, it's Latam.
How much is
Lesod
again?
Lesod is to fortify. So as long as you have a mute, it's enough. But if you have, if you're doing Latam, then you need Rov. If you're doing Ladabek, even Rov doesn't help you. So that was the Havamina. The Havamina was Latam. And therefore, Lamaisa comes out, since it's done latam and not this, so it's totally whether you have a rove or not. And then the Gemara's closer bone says ladavik bama. Even if they had a rove, it's not going to be what? It's not going to be a mazonis. Okay, that answers number what? 16. 17. No, that answers number what? That was 16. 17. How do the Ram the Shinu Gubetz is mazbe the Gemara have a lubuki bama? So Ram the Shinu Gubetz have a different shear. They say what is kol sheishpo? It's got to be 1/8. Because that's bechlicha is pras. So the Gemara says, as long as it's 1/8, it's fine. But if it's ladabik ba'alma, even if you have 1/8, it's not a mazonos. That's the way the Ram, the Shinim, and Kabetzes have to learn. Okay? That's what they have to learn, Lomaisis. The din of lisod is when Rav and Shmuel said their din, even if it's a muad. But when it's bol atam, we didn't have this din of kol sheyeshbo. So Lomaisis, according to Ram, the Shinim, and Kabetzes, even chamesh minim, they're not lisod, they're latam. They have to be 1/8 in order to say kol sheyeshbo. But if it's ladabik ba'alma, even if you have 1/8, even if it's a portion of 1/8, I got to help you. So that could be a mizonos. Okay. That answers which one? That answers number 17, 18. What do we say legabe beats legabe erev? Now, did you look up the Gemara? I meant to look it up this morning. Is it erev tatzeres or erev tchumen? Probably both, the din is. I imagine both, but I got to verify it. I'm sorry. Should have done it this morning, but I forgot. I had it in mind. The Trudim, is it talking about Erev Chatzeres or Erev Tchumen? I think it's talking about both.
We said both.
Yeah, I think I have to verify it. So what do we say? So we said that this is an onomatopoeia. It's got to cook so much, it's making this noise. Tuk, 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 tuk. And as I said to you in Shir from who? It's like a progression. If it's good for your heart, your eyes are connected to your heart. So if you have a good heart, your vision's good. If your vision's good, then you can appreciate the food, and then the culture can, your intestines are going to be good. That's why a blind person, whereas as a human, doesn't appreciate food like a person that has vision, because he can't see it. That was the progression. I'm not sure if I said that in Shir, I said it to the guys in Seder, in the Sefer Magid Taluma, that the Tashu, the beats, are good for the heart, the Totsah is good for the vision, from the vision, because the vision is all totally belay, that's coming over to Zorach Chavchesim and Beis, but through the vision, Lomaisa, you come to satiate it with your intestines. Asum is not so bad. That's why Asum is never satiated. Come on, you mind on this, because you don't see the fuel, doesn't see the food. Okay. So based on this, the Vilna Gaon and Imri Noam says, Nafkimin legabe erevin. You're not allowed to use raw beets because it's a dangerous food. However, cooked beets are good as long as you cook it like tuk tuk. And that's why the Gemara means if it's cooked until tuk tuk, you can use it as an erev. You don't, if it's not cooked tuk tuk, you can't use it for erev katzer erev tchumen. And then remember at that time we said the Ram's a pella, because what does the Ram say in erev and pirik alf lechad alf? That you need all vegetables to be cooked. Yes? Either all cooked, or they all have to be what? Raw.
Which Erev
Chatzeres? The Rambam is talking about Erev Chatzeres and Erev Tchumen, I think, there. We have to check it out. Probably both. Pirk Avloch Yedaloch. That he says, all vegetables, if you're going to use for an Erevin, you must be cooked. Legamri. Or they must be completely raw. That's a pella. Why is that a pella? Because the Rambam only says it by what? Beets. He didn't say it by other vegetables. It's a very big pella. Okay. Fine, let's go weiter now. That was 18, 19. That was 18. 19. What is the Shita Rosh? Rosh, like I've been Chilik, been Shlokas, been Paris. Rosh to Simonim. What does Simonim mean? In the back of the Gemara. Yes? So what is the Rosh of Shita? Rosh distinguishes between Shlokas and Ben Paris. Shlokas are cooked. Therefore, it gets a Bracha Adomim. However, Ben Paris are not cooked. You're just squeezing out the fruit, therefore it's a Shahakal. That's the Rosh of the Simonim. Plain and simple. Yes? That's the Rosh and the Simonim. Okay. That was 19. 20. Let's go. Number 20. It's on the back. How did the Rashba, Eich HaRashba Mechilek, it's not Chiluk, Chiluk. Should be, what did I write? Eich HaRashba Chilek should be. Chilek, not Chiluk. Okay, I'm sorry. Eich HaRashba Chilek Ben Shlokas Ben Mein Perish. What the Rashba depends on the Derech. Yes? It all depends on the derech. If the derech is to what? Cook it? Then you say Adama. If the derech is not to cook it and squeeze it and you do it, what the bracha is it? Shahakal. So Meishlokas, what bracha do you say? Meishlokas, what do you say? Say a bracha what? If you, Meishlokas, you would say what? If the derech to what? Rov achilus would be to say Adama. Correct. Duv shidatam, it's not the derech to eat through squeezing those dates. Therefore, the bracha duv shidatam is a shakal. That is the rush. But we had 8 chilukim with the Rambam, but I'm focusing just on the rush and the rashba. Please get that. Rush is the cooking, and the simonim rashba is the what? The derech. Is it the derech? Okay, what is that answer? Number 20, 21. How does the mechaber paskin this machlokes rashba and rush? Please get it. So the Mechaber in Shimon Reish Beis, Sif Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis quotes the Machlokes Rashba in the Rosh, and he says, fruit that you soaked or cooked in water, according to the Rashba, even though the time of pre nichnas b'mayim, you only say a shakal. And the Rosh says that efshar, that if you cooked what? If you cooked the time pre winning, you'd say eitz. So how does the Mechaber Paskin deal with this quagmire? Yes? Excellent. So he says like this. He says, the soaking of the raisins and the figs and the maybe shulam is not the derech to cook them. You say a shakal. Yes? Why are you yotze? It's not the derech. According to Rashi, that's why it's shakal. According to the Rosh, you yotze anyway. Why? Why are you yotze anyway according to Rosh? Because if you say a shakal or anything, you yotze. So you got nothing to lose. Yes? This is the Bracha Rishona. This is Bracha Rishona. Correct. Bracha Rishona. What about Bracha Achrona? That's the problem. Do you say Brena Fashos? Or do you say what? Like the Rosh wasn't the Derech, or you say Bracha Asmen Sholos like the Rosh? Because you ended up soaking in this Tama Tainim. Tainim is one of the seven, yes? So the Bracha Rishona, you know what? No problem. If it's the Derech and he cooked it, everyone's going to agree AIDS. Question is, what do you do with the Bracha Achrona? Yes? Do you say Brenna Fussel is like the Rashba because one's in the Derech? You follow me? Bracha Rishona, you're okay anyway, yes? Because if what? If you say Shakal, the Rashba is not the Derech, yes? Yeah? Even if he cooks, it doesn't make a difference. And according to the Rosh, even if you cooked it and you should have said Ha'etz, but listen, if you say Shakal anyway, you're Yotze. So there's no problem. So there is a problem. What's the problem? Bracha Achron is a problem. Right? Do you say Brina Fosh like the Rosh was not there to cook them? Or do you say it's Bracha Atzmi and Shalosh like the Rosh said it? So Yarish Shemaim shall one drink in the middle of a meal? Or eat a fruit of Shivas Yamim? Shivas Aminim? Or drink water. Excellent. Drink water in order to what? In order to necessitate Bracha Atzmi and Shalosh or Brina Fosh. That's how you get out of it. Nate, clear? Okay. So the Bracha Achron is where the Machaber says you have to what? You have to be concerned. Okay. Jacko, you're all Yotze with anyway. That answer's number what? 20. 21. I'm sorry, that was 21. What are the 22? What are the Rosh and the Tshuvas? Not in the Simonim. It's in the Chiluk Tim Meshlach Smei Peres. So Rosh and the Tshuvas, Klal Dalet Simon Ted Vav, says that Meshlach is our appropriate Adama. Everyone got that? He says Meshlach is very pre-Adama because you cook it on eating, you cook it on the intention of eating the pre. Yes, but something that you cook in order to eat, it's liquid, then what bracha is it? Excellent. So if you have in mind eat the what? Eat the pre. The Meshlach is Adama. If you have in mind eat the what? The Meimav, it's going to be Shahako. Fine, that's a Tshuva's a Rosh. 22, that's 22. 23. How did the Tila Dov and Mazel Rosh in the Simonim Tshuva's? Isn't this Stira? So what do we say? So we said from the Sefer Tila Dov, we had two approaches to how to deal with this. But the Tila Dov, it says like this. You with me? The Tila Dov, it says, according to the Rosh and the Tshuva's, if you cook the Tzarek and Yerakos, it's a Bracha of Brit Reis. So why is he writing the Simonim to be Mechalik and Bishol and Tzchit? Anything that gets squeezed is Latzarek Meimov. And therefore, Lamah and Mice, even by the Bay Bishal, you would say what? If you the Bay Bishal, the parents would be Shaka. Why does Rosh need the Tam Bishal? Nicholas Yosef Tam, they'd be Schitin. The bottom line is that what? As the Tilu Lamah is saying, Lamice, that when the Rosh says if you cook it, it's Latzarek Meimov, it's Shaka. That's only Bishal. Because if you cook Latzarek Meimov, the mind is different. And therefore you say Shaka. But if you squeeze the fruit, we don't say the squeezing is Latzarek Hamayim. You say a Shaka. Yes? Because the water comes out of the seed is a chelik in the pre. What saves the day? You don't taste the fruit in there, and therefore the bracha Shaka. You need to taste the stuff. The only medium that does that is what? Is Bishul. Bishul gives you the meat, is the medium that can bring out the time of the pre. Otherwise, you don't do Bishul, there's no way you can say a Shaka. Squeezing is not enough. You need to have the pre. And therefore, according to the deal of David, he is not sosur himself to Rosh. No, he said not. The cooking is more intense. It's a good kasher. But the squeezing doesn't give you the time of pre unless you cook it. So it comes out of the Rosh in the Psakiv. Do not argue in the Rosh and the Chew. They're both emes. You need time in the pre, but it has to be through the bishul medium. Okay? If you didn't cook it, Latzarek Memeim, if you cooked it, Latzarek, the water is the ikar, and you would say what? You would say the bracha of Shahako kebirkas amayim. Okay, so you need the time a nicholas bepri b'mayim, and you also have to make sure that you're cooking for the sake of what? The fruit, and not for the sake of what? The water. Okay? Everyone got that? Nate, is that clear? Mm-hmm. No steer in the mice, in the Rosh Simon, and the Rosh and the Tshuvas. It's not enough to have to cook for it. You have to cook for the what? For the fruit too, not for the memeim. Otherwise, it'll be Shahako. So you need both those elements, and that's not a steer at all, says the Tshuvas or what? Says the Tilul Adov. Okay, what number are we up to?
24.
That was 23. How did the dark emotion, the Sanz Arov? Sanz Arov is a Divrei Chaim. How they mazel the Rosh, and how is it against the Mug and Run? Like Abi Tavshu, Shol Barak, Shol Marak, Latzor Hamrak, like Abi Lavovas.
Stira.
What'd you say?
They say Stira.
So they say that it's a stira, correct. They say Meshlokos is different than Dush of the Tamri. Meshlokos, you cook in order to eat the fruit, and you say Adama. When you squeeze it, Letzorach Meimav, you only say what Shahako. And the Sanz Arav says, therefore we hold that he's against the Magen Avraham. Because what does the Magen Avraham say based on the Tshuvas Arash? That the blintzes, the crepes that are cooked with soup, the Ikar Bishul Letzorach the soup. What bracha do you say? Say a Shahako when you're drinking the soup. And Reb Chaim Senzer says that the Rosh and his Pesachah would be cholik on that. And he would say we follow the Simonim. And therefore what? You would not say what? A shahakal on the what? The May Bishul, because you cooked it. You would say a what? You'd say Adoma Lamaisa. Yeah? You'd say Adoma. So that's Mashma for the Beis Meir as well. That the Rosh and the Tshuva is coming to say another Chiluk Nosaf. Seems to be against the what? Seems to be against the Rosh and the Simonim. So I want you to get this. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? Comes out, it's ultimately a Bei Bishul Lavavos, Shemarak Birkosim Shahako. It's not for the Tzorach Lavavos. Right? He doesn't mention the Rosh as Cholik on Mashakosim Ipsakov. It's not Cholik on what he said, Mashakosim Ipsakov. So the fact that they're what? The fact that they're arguing seems to be that what? That they're holding it's a steer and they're passing like the Simonim against the Tshuvas. Okay? And that's the Mug. Yeah, because the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham seems to be going against that. Because the Magen Avraham is saying, based on the Tshuvas HaRosh, he's using the Tshuvas HaRosh. They're saying, don't go with the Tshuvas. Just go with the Rosh and the Simonim. Okay. What do you got? That's number what? Number 24. 25. What's the Bruch on Shiftim? Dill. Straight up in the Shulchan Aruch. Shahakol. What did the Bir HaGro ask on the Mechaber? How could the bracha on Dil be Shaka when you say on May Shift, do you say what? Adama. That's 25. 26. Yes, we did give an answer.
You did.
Yeah, didn't I? I didn't write that in the question? Yeah, we'll have it. Yeah, we it's one of the questions.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's 25. 26. Why do we say a bracha on Shift of Brei Pri Adama if the Bishul Letzorach Mayim feed Shuvas HaRosh? Ten Shnei Tirutzim. Again. Who asked this Kasha? Reb Chaim Sanzer and the Beis Meir. Also the Tilul David. If you cook your rakos Letzorach Memeim, what does the Shuvas HaRosh say? Shahakol, yes?
Yeah.
So why is May Shift to Shahakol? The Iker Bishul is Letzorach Lamayim. If it's Letzorach Lamayim, what bracha should it be? Shahakol, it shouldn't be Adama. May Shifter, we said, is Adama. It's like May Shlokas. It's like the regular dinner May Shlokas. One of the examples is May Shifter, which is Adama. Why is it Adama? You're cooking it for the extract to get the water out. If you're cooking it for the extract to get the water out, the bracha should be what? If you're cooking it to get the extract out, the bracha should be what? Shahakol. Yes? You follow what I'm saying? The bracha should be Shahakol. So, what's pshat? So, we had two terutzim. The first answer is the Beis Meir. Something that changes the liluya for the good through Bishul, you say it, you retains the bracha on the pri. Yes? You follow what I'm saying? So, if you do it what? If you do it liluya ayde Bishul, then you say the bracha on the pri. And therefore, there's no difference you do with Tzarech Mayim and Tzarech HaPri. But some is Ishtanu Ligarusa, or what? Or what? You have another step to be up on Pas, which you haven't gotten there, let's have to be Pas, but you haven't reached that higher level, the Rosh is Mechalik. If the Bishul Letzorach HaMayim, then what? Then what? If the Bishul Letzorach HaMayim, what bracha do you say? That's when you say Adama. If the Bishul Letzorach HaMayim, that's when you say Adama. Mayim the Shift to Ishtanu Ligarusa, yes? That's when you say Adama. So that therefore he says Lamaisa, the Bishul, even if the Bishul is Tzorach HaMayim, I don't care. It's Nishtan Aleluya. Nishtan Aleluya, that's considered to be something else. There's no difference between Tzorach HaMayim and Tzorach Pri. The only time this Chiddush is said is Nishtan Aligriyusa, right? Nishtan Aligriyusa, or Iluna Achrina. Then that's a nafkimi if the Bishul is Tzorach HaMayim or Tzorach Yerakos. Then you can make a chiluk. But Mayim the Shifta, which is Iluya, we don't care what it's for. The brach will always be Adama. That's the Kasha. I'm sorry, that's the Teretz. That's the first Teretz. That's the first base mirror. What's the Tilul David say? Since it was cooked for what? The Shifta, the Bishul is cooked Letzorach HaTavshu. You're going to put it into a food. It's not Letzorach Lamayim. It's not necessarily you want the extract, but you want to do a Letzorach HaTavshu to put it in the Tavshu, to sweeten it. Or to deodorize it, here we pass him to sweeten it, What's the answer? It's like an ochel. It's like an ochel, you should say Brei Pri Adama. So the Maya, the shift is like a what? Is like a food already, and therefore the bracha would be like a Adama. Okay. Yes, yes we did. Remember we said it was Latzorach what? With Latzorach, the tafsa you're going to pour it into.
I know that was why I made the bracha.
Yeah, that's why you're going to say, even though it's liquid, you're going to say Adama, because it's going to be put right into that tafsha. Remember that kugel? To sweeten it, remember we said.
Yeah.
Not just to deodorize it. So it's going to be put in. We call it Latzorach tafsha. So it's Adama. That's the other reason why you say Adama. Okay. That is number 26. 27. What's the bracha on coffee and tea? So, the Panamiris and the base mayor ask, why do we say a shakol on coffee and tea? Why is it through the Mayim Deshifta? Mayim Deshifta, we don't say a shakol, we say Adama.
Because here the coffee beans are like so disgusting. And it's not the
official
coffee beans.
Oh, so let's see. Very good, Asher. The base mayor answers based on the Rashba. The Rashba says the Chometz Stonios, those grapes at the end of the season, which are terrible, they make vinegar out of them. The bracha shahakol, even though it's ishtan aluyim from what it was before. Okay, Lamaisa, it's changed. It has gotten a little better, but it's still not so good. Because as Usher said, the pri itself is terrible. That wasn't roi. So you extracted something out of it, it's ra'ui, but the bottom line is it comes from bad stuff. That's considered zeh ba'alma. And the Beis Meir says, even tea. The Beis Meir says, even tea and coffee, though themselves are what? Terrible. And there is no, you're not ro'i to eat them. You're not ro'i to eat them by themselves. Nevertheless, the mashka comes out of them. When you ground up the coffee and the tea, they are ro'i. It's ishtan hallelujah. So therefore, nevertheless, the bracha is what shahakol. Because the stuff that it comes from is horrible, like Asher said. Even though the liquid that comes out of it is much better, that's not like mayim deshifta. Because mayim deshifta, what? What's it, why is it different? Even though it's not derech to eat when it's raw, but it is ra'oi lachila. The ground, the tea leaves and the ground, the coffee beans are not ra'oi lachila, correct. Therefore, they make stuff out of it, fine, it might be better, but shishakol. But ma'ayin the shifta, even though derech is not to eat the dill raw, but people do eat it, it is ra'oi lachila. So therefore, you take something out of it, the extract will be adama. Whereas by the coffee beans coming from that, so it's going to be a shakol. That's a chiddush that we want to bring out here. Yes, go ahead.
Keep. What about those tea cubes that they sell on the shelf?
Not familiar with them. What are tea cubes?
They're like jelly cubes that apparently you can eat by themselves. Like you can eat them by themselves or like through by themselves, but you put them in tea to make tea.
I think it's infused.
What?
I think it's real tea. I think it's infused.
I'm not sure what those are. You mean like the bouillons for chicken soup?
No, there's like these little candies that put in water and makes tea.
But really?
Candy. I think they're infused.
Interesting. They're probably sugary, therefore be a shahakol.
I think it's sugar infused. Good question. I think it's sugar infused with tea.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
The sugar
also
probably.
The question is, they also sell edibles.
They're not really rare.
They're also selling.
You got to be careful with those. The marijuana, please be careful. Edibles aren't. Isn't that marijuana?
Yeah, I see the way you said it. I thought you meant
edibles. That stuff is awesome to eat.
You know the edibles.
Did I tell you the story about that with one of the kids in the shul?
Yeah,
2-3-year-old fell on the floor. Someone had made a kiddush, and a guy brought him in, and he dropped the candies on the floor. The kids saw it; they ate it. The kid almost died.
Doesn't Rabbi
Shah
say it's edibles?
Edibles means there's marijuana in it, right?
No, I was talking about edibles.
Person ate it, and the two-year-old girl, almost died. I'm not kidding you. She was in the hospital for 3 days. Doctor said if they would eat, she'd eat a little bit more, would have died.
Doesn't Rabbi Shah say that you can't have marijuana before?
Of course not.
Are you?
Of course you can't have it. Bar, it's addiction. Can't have anything that's addiction.
Alcohol, no?
Can't have anything that's an addiction. Correct.
Alcohol.
Shouldn't have a lot of alcohol. Drugs, you shouldn't have any other drugs. Okay, let's finish up, guys. Finish up. I don't know what you mean by edible. Edible is marijuana. Doesn't it?
No, not with that. In the shop, they have...
Can't have anything from marijuana.
No, in the shop.
All right.
In the shop, they have...
Oh, you got to show me. You got to show me.
You could also have it raw, and it tastes good
okay.
raw, too.
All right. You got to show me what it is. All right. That answer 27. 28. What is the teretz we said to answer the kasha, the gon, and the mechaber? We said like this. You said like the base mayor, why is shifta shahakol the dill, and the may shifta is adoma? You go and ask. This so you want to say, if you hold the mice that it's ishtana ligriusa, fine, that's a great kasha. But the bottom line is that when the bishul here is done with tzarcha, it's liluya. The shift is ishtana liluya. And the bishul is Latzorach HaMayim, it doesn't make a difference. It's going to be Adama.
The
Mayim
and the dill itself is being
Yurusa. The Mayim, the shift is better than the dill itself, and therefore on the Mayim itself, it's going to be Adama. But the shift is, one, it's not good. Right. They're what Shahakal, yes.
It's tea like this, that you can eat it put okay. in the bag, and you can eat it raw, but it also tastes good eating it raw.
Uh-huh. I don't know. Maybe it's Adama. He's asking good. Remember we said the brach on cinnamon?
It's not Adama.
The brach on cinnamon is Adama, but I don't know what this is. What's it made of?
It's sugar.
Sugar, then it's a shahakal.
It's sugar.
Even though we had, remember, a sheet on sugar?
Yeah.
We did the sugar cane was Adama. Remember the sugar cane was Adama? We had Tysus. Tysus said on cinnamon and on sugar cane. Yes? Tysus said on cinnamon and sugar cane that it was what? That it was Adama. We don't, but that's not what it's referring to. Tysus said kinamon was Adama. Yeah?
Yeah.
What did they say about the sugar? He also said, no, I ate, didn't he? Didn't they say on eights? What did they say on eights? On sugar. Didn't he say eights? You remember?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? Come on.
I had in the
sugar. Lamed Zion in the days. Where was the It was Lamed Vavim at base, yeah. Lamed Vavim at base, yeah, the Ritva, there it is. He said on the sugar cane, Yaros Dvash. He said, bore praets. On sugar, you say, bore praets. Yeah, okay. But this is different. That's all sugar. It's manufactured sugar like it's a chocolate. Come on, we got to finish. Okay, that's number what? 28, 29. What did the Rambam say about Mesh Lakis? Rambam said, when you do Mesh Lakis, he said the opposite of chew is a rust. He said, if you do it for drink, what is it? Hello? If you do it for drink, it's Adama. It's the derech to drink from it, it's Adama. Remember, the exact opposite of chew is a rust. What does the Kesef Mishnah say is coming to exclude? Lav or Zuma, or for Rafua. Zuma, Rafua, the same thing. That's a Shahakal. But if you're doing it for Lashlakos, for what? For drinking, it's an Adama. That's the Kesef Mishnah. What's the beer of the beer of Mordechai? That's what we said the beer of Mordechai said, right? The beer of Mordechai said that the Rambam is just excluding that. Everything else would be what?
Adama.
Will be Adama. Everything else will be Adama. Correct. Against the Kesef Mishnah. Against the Kesef Mishnah. That's 29. 30. What did the Nar Sholem say? Nar Sholem said, forget about it. The Rambam says, B'makom derech lishtos. It's not enough to be vashel at Tzorach Mayim. It has to be the makom of that place to drink the water. That's against the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah said, Lamai says, as long as you're not doing for Zuma, it's always Adam. It's not true. You have to cook it at Tzorach Mayim. It has to be the Mega Makom. So the Nar Sholem is against the Kesef Mishnah. What does the Maimer Mordechai and Aruch HaShulchan say? The Maimer Mordechai, we didn't include the Nishmas Adam Nolas Tomid. So another time we'll have to do that, Blee Netter.
Yeah.
But the Maimer Mordechai and Aruch HaShulchan say the following, that the Rambam and Tshuva Zeras are polar opposites. Let's get it. What do I mean? The Tshuva Zeras says if you cook it Letzorach Memeyim, it's a Shahakal. Yes?
Yeah.
According to the Rambam, if you choose it, if you do it just with Memeyim, it's an Adama. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
It's an Adama. They are completely the opposite. The Rambam says, if you cook it, what? Lamaisa. The Rambam will say, if you cook it for what? For Letzorach HaYarakos? What's the din? If you cook it Letzorach HaYarakos, what's the din, according to the Rambam? It'll be a what? No. If you cook it Letzorach HaYarakos, the liquid, the bracha will be what? Shahako, because that's not the ikur. According to the Rosh, if you cook it Letzorach HaYarakos, what bracha is it? It's Adama. Yes? Because the Mayim is Makabal Yerukas. They're polar opposites of one another. That is the sheet of what? Of the Ramam in the what? Ramam in the Rosh.
And that's where we get the eighth answer to Zeval.
What'd you say?
And that's where we get our eighth answer.
Yes, the eighth answer emerges is that according to the Rambam, when you're talking about what? Shlakas is Adama, because you're cooking in the shame of what? The shame of the liquid. When we talk about May Paris, what are you doing? You're not what? According to the Rambam, you're not cooking it. In order to get to the same bracha, you have to cook it, Lamaisa. It's kind of like the rush a little bit in the Simonim. that when you talk about the May papers. Okay, let's stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Okay, tomorrow we got to do, I want everyone here now, we got to do Chumash. What? Yeah, we got to do all those sugya again with the Tyson.